Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It may be a better move for the Boston Celtics than it is for Brad Stevens. This is Archansky with the Independence Day Sports Notebook. Certainly, it was a relief to end the long week that was for the city of Boston. Hiring young, cool, and proven Brad Stevens from Butler was a brilliant get for the Celtics, trumping the seven other first-year coaches tabbed by NBA teams in this offseason. Yes, the Red Sox were in first place, but they've been the backstory to the Bruins blowing the Stanley Cup, Doc Rivers bolting for L.A., Patriots All-Pro tight end Aaron Hernandez being charged with at least one murder, and breaking up the Celtics in the most headline-grabbing, maddening week in the city's proud sports history. The 36-year-old Stevens is the perfect choice to rebuild a franchise that has nine first-round draft picks over the next 5 years. He's used to being a nobody at Butler before he led the Bulldogs to back-to-back Final Fours and the brink of the 2010 National Championship. The lean years ahead for the Celts will give Stevens time to adjust to the pro game while being in perfect tune with the youth movement the franchise is implementing. With a button-down Brad will make first-round pick Kelly Olynyk cut his girly long hair is the big question. A real coup for Celtics general manager Danny Ainge, hiring Stevens does not necessarily mean he won't someday succeed Mike Krzyzewski at Duke or even Roy Williams at Carolina. If the Celtics are the only NBA team he would leave Butler for, then Duke or Carolina might be the only college programs he'd jump the NBA for. That is, if he still has any coaching cachet left by then. Krzyzewski seems like he'll be there at least four more years past his 70th birthday, and old Roy ain't going anywhere soon as long as he's healthy. While Stevens does not seem like he's about the money, the move definitely takes him into the next financial sphere. Barely making $1 million at Butler, that is way below the superstar college coach's pay scale these days. He won't get the $7 million Doc Rivers made, but you can bet that he's tripling his Butler income and maybe quadrupling it when you compare the cost of living in Boston to Indianapolis. That also positions him well to consider the biggest college jobs in the country and will make them serious about luring him back to the amateur game with a $4 or $5 million offer. If you like Brad Stevens' style and coaching genius, the best thing about this move to Boston is we'll be seeing a lot more of him on TV in years to come than a few games in March. This is Archansky. See ya.